Pelham Today received the following letter to the editor in response to yesterday's hot take column by James Coolidge. I respectfully disagree with Mr. Coolidge. The elephant sleeping beside us has awoken on the wrong side of the bed and its irritable gaze is fixed on us. We are facing an existential threat to our very sovereignty. This is probably difficult for millennials and younger generations to grasp, ancient history to them. Not to some of us. My own dad fought the Nazis and lost much. A mere 14 years before I was born, they were still loading bodies into the ovens. The most powerful man on the planet, whose cognitive abilities are questionable, to be polite, would like to end Canada, one way or another. When Wayne Gretzky came onto the ice for the last game of the Four Nations, he gave the thumbs up twice to the American players. No encouragement to the Canadian players. He did not wear a Canadian jersey. Afterwards, he gifted caps to the Canadians, with the number 47 on them. He has been spending time in Mar-a-Lago, the fascist's lair, with Trump. I believe that Gretzky is probably a good guy, and he was certainly a great hockey player. But, no free pass, Wayne. Vimy or Vichy? We must all choose. William Barnett. Waterdown.